This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters I ask Allah Azza wa Jal who gathered us in this masjid to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين يا رب العالمين. One of the greatest ways to convey the message that is used by Allah Azza wa Jal and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating stories. Today we have a story that is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. It's a very long hadith. I'm going to try to get as many details as possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there was a man named Jurayj. Jurayj was a abid. He was confined into a temple that he built, and he's there constantly worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. One day his mother came and called him, "Ya Jurayj." Jurayj, during the salat, he told himself, "My salat or my mother?" And he continued his salat. The mother asked twice, three times, and Jurayj did not respond. So the mother made a very, very strange dua. She said, "May Allah not take your soul until you look in the eyes of fornicating women." I don't want to use the P word. In the meantime, in the village, people were discussing how pious is Jurayj. Who heard that? A very, very beautiful, unchaste woman. She said, "I can lure him. All this piety doesn't mean anything in front of my beauty." So, long story short, she went and tried to seduce Jurayj. Left, right, up, down, Jurayj, as if she does not exist. She got furious. When she left his temple, she saw a shepherd committed zina, the fahisha, with him, got pregnant. After 9 months, she delivered the baby and she walked in the village. The villagers are curious, "Whose baby is this?" She said, "This is Jurayj's baby." The villagers were waiting for something to go against Jurayj, just like many people plot against the righteous people. They went and they started beating him, and they destroyed his temple, and they decided to kill him. So Jurayj said, "Before you kill me, let me just do a quick salat. Let me pray." So Jurayj prayed, and only Allah knows what kind of salat he prayed. And then he got up and said, "Where's the baby?" They said, "Right there." He went to the baby, poked the baby, and said, "Man abak? Who's your father?" The baby lifted his head, looked in the crowd, that shepherd. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is one of the few babies that spoke in the cradle." When the people saw that, a baby speaking, they immediately start wiping on the body of Jurayj for barakah. And they said, "Please, let's build your temple back from gold." He said, "No. Just build it back the way it was." And the story ended. My brothers and sisters, there are so many lessons in this story. I'll try to cover as many as I can, inshallah. First of all, Not every abid is a faqih. Not every person who worships a lot, that means he's a scholar in the deen. Because from this hadith, scholars derived a ruling that if you are praying a sunnah, if you are praying a nafil, an optional salat, and your mother or your father called you, you leave the salat. And if it is fard, if it's an obligation, you make it quick. If not answering my mother while I am in salat is considered an act of disobedience to Allah, how about if I don't answer her because of the video games? How about if I don't answer my mother and father because I'm watching a movie, because I'm playing? If I am in salat and I did not answer her, it is considered an act of disobedience to the parents. Anything less than that is more dangerous. Many people even pretend that the mother is not calling and the father is not calling, and they get fed up. How many times you ask me for things? My beloved brother, I made this on purpose for you because I know that many of you will be here today. Your parents, unfortunately, you will not appreciate them until you become a parent yourself. But I'm telling you from now, take advantage of every single moment and make sure they are pleased with you. Do your best. Do your best. Go beyond your comfort zone to please them. Allah ordered us. Our treatment to our parents, our obedience to our parents is an act of worship. You are performing ibadah when you respect and honor your parents. Don't we all want the pleasure of Allah? Because when we get the pleasure of Allah, you're done. You're set. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rida al-Rabb min rida al-Ab. Rida Allah min rida al-Walid. The pleasure of Allah is from the pleasure of your parents. And the wrath of Allah is from the wrath of your parents. I want every single one of us to ask themselves, if my mother was asked about me today, how would she respond? Would she be boasting and bragging about my manners? Or would she tell the person asking, make dua for him? Make dua for her. My brothers and sisters, for the parents, don't ever make dua against your children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a gift as parents. He told us that the dua of the parents for the children is mustajab, is answered. If you're having any issues with your children, the best tool, get up in the time of tahajjud, raise your hands and cry and beg Allah, Ya Allah, my daughter, Ya Allah, my son, Ya Allah, your name is Al-Hadi. You are the one who guides. Ya Allah, guide them. Ya Allah, bring them back to the straight path. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, do not make dua against yourself or against your children, because it might happen. It is an act in an hour of istijaba, an hour where the dua is answered, and then you will regret it. Many people, out of anger sometimes, Allah lay riddak, Allah lay rajak. They make dua against their children, heavy duty dua. So Rasulullah ﷺ warned us not to do dua against our children. Third, my beloved brothers and sisters, anytime you are going through any kind of difficulty, any kind of hardship, financial, health, marital, any kind of problem, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us a prescription. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. يا believers, bring all your problems, all your worries. First thing you do, rush. When you are told your father passed away, your son passed away, your daughter got into a car accident, your business is on fire, your any kind of calamity, you are diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, rush after you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, immediately go and pray 2 rak'ah. That how the believer acts. Unfortunately, many of us complain and why, and then Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and the salat never crosses our mind. While here, Juraij, the first thing he did, you want to kill me? No problem. Let me pray 2 rak'ah. Anytime, any kind of hardship, take a moment and pray 2 rak'ah. Calm, slow, beautiful 2 rak'ah, and you will see an amazing feeling after those 2 rak'ah. Which brings us to the 4th or 5th. What kind of salat did Juraij pray? What kind of salah did he pray? What kind of dua that he made, that Allah made a baby? He gave him karama. He gave him an honor. Babies do not speak in the cradle. What kind of dua, what kind of salah he made? How beautiful was that salah that made a baby talk? Now the question is, how's my salah? How's your salah, my brother, my sister? How's your salah? Wallahi, sometimes if you look at the way we pray, I was telling the brothers the other day, I was reading the Fatiha, and the brother next to me finished 3 rak'ah. Ya akhwan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time, he was sitting in the masjid, and a man prayed and came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go back and pray because you did not pray. 3 times this happened. He did not tell him, go back and pray because 10% is accepted, 40%, that salat was, no. That thing that you just did, I don't know what it is. This is not what I taught you. How many of us, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them praying, we'll tell them, go back and pray because you did not pray. Where are you going, my brother? Where are you going, my sister? Why are you rushing? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Where are you going? What kind of glorification of Allah is? سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ الْعَظِيمِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ الْعَظِيمِ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ الْعَظِيمِ What kind of tasbih is this? What kind of tasbih? You are honoring, you are glorifying Allah. And you're saying it in that manner? What kind of Fatiha do we recite? Slow down, ya akhi. The first thing that we will be questioned about is the salat. If it's good, everything will follow. And if it's not, everything will follow. Slow down, ya akhi. Slow down in the salat. Concentrate. Focus in the salat. When we are in the salat, we are literally meeting with our Creator, with Allah Azza wa Jal. I thought we love Allah the most, and when you are in meeting with the one that you love the most, you don't want the meeting to end. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? We pray just to get it over with, not as an act of worship. Ah, alhamdulillah, Maghrib is over. No, I should be looking forward for Asr, for Dhuhr. I should be looking forward. How many of us now really are looking forward for the salat? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anytime he had an issue, he rushes to the salat. It's a meeting with the one who can solve all my problems. Could it possibly make any sense if I pray in a beautiful, nice manner? Does it make any sense that Allah will punish me and make me lose that deal or miss that meeting or... Subhanallah, the difference between a good salat and a quick salat is literally a minute or a minute and a half. I don't have a minute and a half for my Creator who gave me everything that I have. Imagine I go after 50, 60 years and I'm so excited that I started praying at 14 or at 12 or at 10. And I go there and I'm excited and I look and I find no salat. Go back and pray because you did not pray. Allahu Akbar, what a loss. What do I do? I can't go back anymore. My brothers and sisters, another lesson is the more acts of worship, the more acts of worship we perform, the higher our iman will be. The higher our iman is, the less impact the catastrophes, the calamities will have on us. The easier it is to get out of the fitna. This man, huge fitna, accused of adultery and having a baby, and Allah Azza wa Jal got him out because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala told us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whomsoever have taqwa of Allah, wallahi, this ayah should be like the background of our phones, of our computers. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whomsoever have taqwa, whomsoever have piety of Allah, whomsoever fears Allah, whomsoever hopes the mercy of Allah, Allah will get him an exit from any problem. From any problem. And this story is dalil for that. My brothers and sisters, the joy of being close to Allah Azza wa Jal will bring sweetness that nothing on earth can bring it. Wallahi, the sweetness of iman, you will not taste it until you are very close to Allah Azza wa Jal. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Another lesson, I left it to the end. There will be people in your life that are very happy when good things are happening to you. But there are others who are so envious that they are ready to go to extreme for you to lose that blessing. My brothers and sisters, this woman, name one thing that she benefited from what she did. She went through 9 months of pregnancy. She went through the extreme pain of delivery. She will go through the ultimate struggle of raising a child. All that is to ruin the reputation of a righteous man. Wow. All that. You left. You did not want me? I'll show you. Subhanallah. Now, the enemies of Allah are using every single tool to tarnish the name of Islam. The enemies of Allah are calling our brothers and sisters, raping dead people, beheading children, all kinds of lies, human animals, all of that. And they're ready to spend millions of dollars, billions of dollars to ruin the image of iman. But wallahi, The more they come up with these lies, because we know the source of lies, the more we are going to honor and respect and love our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Because we know where these words are coming from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, listen carefully, Surah Al-Anfal, Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The non-believers are going to spend a lot of money to keep people away from Islam. This is Quran. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Allahu Akbar. They are going to spend billions, movies, social media, everything. They are going to spend it. Allah is telling us. They are going to spend it. First step. Second, they will regret it. Third, they will be defeated. May Allah, we are witnessing the first one. May Allah make us witness the last one too. My brothers and sisters, there's no day that passes by without us thinking and making dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Do not let that length, the duration of the calamity make you forget. Your dua, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, is having an effect. Muslims are making dua from all over the world, and alhamdulillah, we are seeing its fruits. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Gaza. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Gaza. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم يا رب العالمين أرنا في بني صهيون يوما أسودا كيوم عاد وثمود. اللهم اهزمهم. اللهم زلزلهم. اللهم زلزل الأرض تحت أقدامهم. اللهم زلزل الأرض تحت أقدامهم. اللهم يا رب العالمين يا كريم يا أرحم الراحمين هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان واجعلنا فيه من الصائمين واجعلنا فيه من القائمين واجعلنا فيه من عتقائك من النار يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Like I mentioned before, after the salah there will be janazah and then there's a very short program. Please brothers, come from the hallway and fill up the main hall. Fill up the main hall, look down, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, heels on the line. Make sure your cell phones are off. Sisters, please do the same.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. So inshallah we're going to pray Salat al-Janazah. Brother Zachary and Sister Shaniza, subhanAllah, they were with me in Umrah. And yani this baby have smelled Mecca. And qadr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ma sha'a fa'al. We always submit to the will of Allah azza wa jal, and we accept all his decree. The family of both came also from New York. Come inshallah. Alaykum salam habibi. The baby is the sister of this young man that you saw with me on shorts, Brother Isa. That is his sister. So here, the only difference in this salat, after the first takbira, it's four takbiras. After the first takbira, we recite Surah Al-Fatiha. After the second takbira, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, the whole thing all the way to the end. After the third takbira, here the dua is different because there's no sins to be forgiven. We don't say Allahumma aghfir lahu wa rahamhu. Here we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make him a reason for his parents to enter Jannah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make him or make her heavy in their scale because of their patience. So this is the dua that we make when there's a baby that we are praying upon. And then after the fourth takbira, we will make salat on both sides. If anybody would like to proceed to the janazah, it will be in Farmersville, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Can just make a path from here, inshallah. We're going to go through this door. So inshallah ta'ala, just go back and sit down. Inshallah ta'ala, we have a very important information. We have Brother Ayman Dahdouh from Gaza will be reporting to us right now, live from Gaza. So please have a seat and let's talk to Brother Ayman, inshallah ta'ala. Go with Baba, yalla. Go with Baba. We have to go with Baba. Just give us a few minutes, inshallah ta'ala, because that's why I did not tell you, because we're working on the connection for a few days. And as we know, the connection as Gaza is not as quick as we expect it to be. But alhamdulillah, Rabbi Amin, we are so happy that he agreed to come. And for the people who do not know who he is a journalist from Jazeera that lost his wife, his son, and his daughter. And the same day, went back and kept on reporting, subhanallah. And after they finished targeting his family, they targeted him only a few days ago, and he was shot also in his shoulder. So let's hope it will work. Brother Basir is working on it, inshallah.
Raheem, please change the ATEM and turn on the sound.
Sameen, the Shabab.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
احنا اخوك